Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. Happy Thursday. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing fantastic. Before we go to the weekend, you know, I always say it because it's so true. Mondays are always dedicated for crushing it, for getting it done. We get our data. We are all psyched about, you know, getting things done, especially, you know, in our field, commercial real estate. And we want to go and make things happen. That's what it's all about. But Thursdays, and it's so important, guys, to know how to let go. It's so important to know that we are human beings. And it's known that in the coaching industry, we call it human, we call ourselves human beings and not human doings, you know, because we need that time. We need that time to center ourselves, to make sure that we know what we want from ourselves. And usually on Thursday, sometimes I go very mellow, I go inspirational, and sometimes a little bit technical, and sometimes also I bring guests. I feel the need of bringing guests, so I go out of my way and we don't do the inspirational stuff, but we bring more commercial real estate data or education or great interviews and stuff like that. Today, what I want to do, and what I want to do is to talk to you and to talk about certain management skills and certain management aspects that I think are key. And I'm not talking about how to make a list of the day and stuff like that, you know, more in general. I want to get down to some specifics, some technicalities that I learned that worked for me very well and worked for many people I heard about that are very successful, and even took some ideas and nuggets from those who are most successful, okay? Talking about Jeff Bezos and talking about the biggest people, you know, in terms of business. And how do they run their day? And we have this misconception that you have to be busy every single second, from the second that you wake up to the second that you drop dead. And many people are like that, and you have to have a list that you never make it to the end of the list. No, that is not the way those guys do it. And of course you have exceptions and everybody runs their life differently, but certain rules that can actually change our lives. And I hope what I'm giving you today will help you tremendously in the future. So the first thing is something that I learned from Jeff Bezos. And not from Jeff Bezos. I'll get to Jeff Bezos. Pace yourself for a second. I learned from Brian Tracy, one of the top coaches in terms of time management and business management. Love Brian Tracy. And one thing that I learned from him, I learned from a lot of things, but one of the things I did learn from him was he spoke about, so what's the first, what is the top of the list, the top things that you want to do in the morning when you start your day? And it's a great question because, you know, every morning you come in and you have those things from the previous day and you have new assignments and you have notifications jumping on you and emails jumping on you and all these amazing and sometimes not so amazing things that are coming in your face, and you're asking yourself, what should I do first? And you're just reacting, and that's the wrong thing to do. You can't just be a guy who reacts. Obviously, you'll have things that are urgent and you have to do them first. You have to knock them down first. So, but from all the things that jump in front of you and the things that you have from yesterday and the things that you have as assignments, you always have those very few things one or two or three or four, and that's it. Things that Brian Tracy calls it that you will do before you go on vacation. Let's say you have to leave town for 2 weeks. Let's say that's what you have to do. You have to leave town for 2 weeks. And you have a bunch of things that are in front of you. So he says the following. He says, make a list and make sure you knock down those things first before you go out of vacation. Things that you're going now for 2 weeks. And you're asking yourself, what are the things that I really need to do before I go to vacation that I must do, that have to be done? Put that on your list. And you will know immediately what, you know, are the most important things they have to do right now. So let's start with that. So these are the first things. And usually it's no more than 3 to 4, like I said, things. That's it. And once you do them, once you do those things, you know that you started your day well. Another technique that he mentions is that think about the most annoying things that you need to do. It's an amazing one. Think about the most annoying things that you actually need to do. Things that you are not enjoying yourself doing, but that are must. You must do them. Think about those. Put it down on a paper and do them first. How much better your day will be. Because usually those things that you hate doing and you think about that they're the most stressful and you want to push them towards the end of the day, you don't want to do them. If you do them first, how much better your day will be. And usually those things are the things, usually, not always, but usually are the things that have the most impact on your future. Think about it. Those things that are the most annoying things that you don't want to do that are in front of you, no more than 3 or 4, and you wrote them down, you don't want to do them, you want to push them away, these are usually the most important things that have most impact on your future. That's another one. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? And this one is coming from Jeff Bezos. And I heard it also before from other entrepreneurs who spoke about, you think that you're getting up in the morning and you're running around like crazy, doing 5 million things at once. The golden time in the morning, I'm not talking about the time that you wake up and you read, you do your reading, or some of us go to prayer, or you do those morning things that, you know, the golden hour, whatever it's called. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're already sitting on your desk or you're already in action and you need to get things done, the actual work. And the funny part is that people sometimes says, I have to run to a meeting in the morning and so on. To me, I try to get things like meetings later in the day, because the actual work, like emails, like going through numbers, like going through actual things that I have to reply and setting up very important paperwork that is annoying, like I said, is best done when you are sharp, when you are fresh in the morning. That's how it's done. So that's the best. Phone calls can wait for later. They're also exhausting, but they don't require as much concentration as paperwork, or number work, or Excel work, or making big decisions. The decision making is huge. And that's what Jeff Bezos is talking about. He's saying that by 5 o'clock, he made all the most important decisions. And he put the most important decisions in the very early, by 11, by 12, 11, 12. I think it was 11, 12. He's done making the most important decisions. This is such an amazing, what a great advice is it? That you're doing whatever you have to do it first thing in the morning. And the most important decision, the top decision that you have to make for yourself throughout the day, for your business, are being done early on in the morning, because the more you go throughout the day, your brain starts shrinking. It's just a fact of life. Talking about weekends, right? You're not as sharp in the beginning of the day, meaning in the beginning of the day, you're much sharper than you will be towards the end of the day. That's why Jeff Bezos says, by 5 o'clock, I'm done making those decisions. I'm making the biggest decisions in the morning by 10, 11, 12. That's tops. Later on comes second tier decisions. By 5 o'clock, I'm done doing decisions. And I'm better off making the best quality time, meaning the best time of the day is that time that I just mentioned. Because if you extend your day and you start working longer hours, your brain is exhausted. Your brain is exhausted. You're not making clear decisions. How many bad decisions you make that can impact you? How much better it is, it's not to work less, but to manage your day better so you'll have better sleep at night, more hours of sleep, healthy eating, and the few hours, because think about it, how many hours in the day we actually work? Right? Some of us have prayer. Some of us have, you know, everybody has to go to the bathroom. We need to eat. We have our personal lives. All kind of things that, you know, come throughout the day that, you know, are in our lives. People think, oh, I worked all day. No, you didn't. You can't work all day. It's not possible for a person to work all day. It's enough that you just ate, and you went to the bathroom and you did one item or two that are important to your daily routine, whether it's prayers, in my case, for example, or learning Torah, in my case also, and or for other people is doing other things that are very important to them. Exercise, very important, can't do without it. Sometimes you have to go to the grocery and buy stuff. Sometimes you have to go and run errands. It's just life. Sometimes you have to pick up your son or your daughter and to bring them here or there. That's the way it is. How many actual hours you have for work during the day? So the best thing is to know that you want to make the best decisions in those hours that you are awake, not only awake physically, but your brain is there to make the best decisions that you can actually make for yourself. Think about it. Think about it. Let's say you started your day and a crisis came about. Not every day we have a crisis. But crises, especially if you're a CEO, crises come more often than another executive, right? You try to knock it down immediately and try to figure out what you can delegate right away. Move it from your table. Move it from your desk. If you're stuck with stuff that is not your job to do, fire yourself from it. Make sure someone else does that. You can't do everything. It's not possible to do everything. It's so interesting because, you know, as a guy who, I know commercial real estate, and I'm going to speak about this in a second. And I know also the world of startups because I'm involved in prop tech. A world that I got into just shy, you know, like 2 years ago. Beforehand, I didn't know anything about technology, nothing about the world of startups. So different. In the world of startups, you have many people in the company, and it became a culture that many people in the company do the things that other people do. Meaning, you have a guy who does business development, but at the same time, he's doing other things that he's not, because there are very few employees, he needs to do them. CEO, same thing. He does many other things, which in principle he wouldn't be doing if the company would be bigger or when it's going to grow big. The biggest challenge for those organizations is to grow from a moms and pops, tiny, tiny, tiny startup. I wouldn't even call it moms and pops because their vision is to be very, very big, to be a corporation. But at the very beginning, they want to do big things with very few people. At that point that you grow, and it doesn't grow from little to huge in one day. It grows little by little, right? You have to know in steps how to fire yourself from one thing, put someone else in there, and then grow to the next level. Because if you will wait, you will collapse with a company. And that's exactly when comes a point when the board comes in and they say, listen, you're not equipped. You are not in the position to run the company. You were great in the beginning. You founded it. You're an awesome founder, but you're not a CEO. Because when it comes to run a company and not a startup, and you are now a company, you're not a CEO. And therefore, you can be an owner, but not the CEO, and they fire the CEO. How many times we've heard that story? As opposed to a commercial real estate world, which nothing can be done on your own. And if you have one person doing the other person's job, you're already making a mistake. Or I'm not talking about some technicalities to run papers from here to there. I'm talking about management jobs should be done by someone who does management. Accounting or acquisitions are different things. A person who does acquisitions does that. He can also do the asset management level, but not property management, without a doubt. You can have, unless you have one project, you have one property, that's different. I'm talking about someone who wants to grow a bigger business. In a development situation, if you go to a development, if you go to a real estate development, do you think that the engineer can do the architect's job and the and vice versa? Sometimes you can cut the construction management job or take the construction management to have an open book with him, etc. There are all kinds of methods that can be done in order to cut costs. But at the same time, you have to always ask yourself, am I giving the right guy to do the right job? If I'm giving the wrong attorney, if I need to do rezoning and I'm giving it to my transactional lawyer and he doesn't know anything about rezoning, am I doing the right thing? No. No, it's going to cost me more in the end of the day. You have to know who to hire and you have to know how to delegate. And it goes back to what we're talking about. Especially when it comes to startups, you have to know how to grow, take less from you. In the beginning, there's no choice, right? But as you grow, even a little bit, you take someone to put that in the job. It's scary, but you have to do it. Same goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning. In the very beginning of the day, you try to think, what is my job, my personal thing that I have to do in order to knock it down, in order to get my business to the next level? What is the most important thing using Brian Tracy's method? Before I go to the vacation, I'll do something that without doing it, I'm not going to my vacation. I'm not going to go have fun before I'm done doing the most important thing. Taking also into consideration Jeff Bezos' idea that early in the morning, you're fresh, you're sharp. Make the biggest decision then. Don't postpone them for later. Do it then, right then and there. And also you have to know yourself, when your brain dries, shrinks, when you can't do any more decisions and you can't talk anymore. I have a friend, he's a company, and sometimes I have this habit of calling him very late. I tend to schmooze very late about, you know, general aspects of business. That's where at night, my brain shines in that aspect. I can't go over numbers at night. I can't do that kind of work. I'm not as sharp. But my creative mind, the creative end, not the detailed number analytical end, my creative end shines at night. So I make these calls about, what do you think about this and that? How we can move this? But his brain doesn't work that way. So he calls me and I call him up and he says, I'm not capable of doing that kind of a conversation. I can't do this. I'm not there. And I respect that. And I cannot go over numbers at night. When someone calls me, let's go over the number, and it's past a certain hour, certain time, even if I'm in one country and in the other country, and it's different time zones and whatever, I know that I need to say, no, I can't do it. My brain is not there. I'm not capable of doing this. You have to know yourself. So when we go to the weekend, looking at the bigger picture, not at the one day, you know, aspect, here's the time. It's the time to let go. And that's what we're going to do right now. So what I want to wish you is, you guys have a beautiful weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Don't forget, Monday's special show. We're going to hear all about the markets from Jamie Stoudemire. And we're going to hear more than that. We're going to hear, for all those who want to get into commercial real estate, how can you get into commercial real estate from a guy who actually did this? See you on Monday. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.